Paul Cholding, former secretary of the now-defunct Northern Upper Nile State, says the gunman found a group of 15 men sleeping in a hut in Palol Town and opened fire, killing 6 people on the spot. He says a 7th person later succumbed to his injuries.
We are also condemning this such an incident attack for people who are within the town. It's just to be attacked that way. So we condemn that incident. If it is something which is going outside us, we have no this of the people who are fighting themselves there. This we have no something to say. But somebody to be killed within the town, I think that is such a thing should not happen. And that's why we form a committee here that is to go and investigate thoroughly so that to find a culprit.
Chol says officials are outraged by the unprovoked killings in Palol. He says a joint security committee has been formed to comb the crime scene for clues, gather information and bring the perpetrator to justice.
There was cattle raiding and near Panambit. The attackers who attacked the village took male cows and then they killed about 4 people and threw two wounded. So I think this should be linked with that one.
Chol says the incident may be a revenge attack linked to the cattle raid and 4 killings in the area earlier last week. Major General Manyong Jurkuch Deng, police commissioner of what has been Northern Upper Nile State, says the attack is disturbing.
I don't know what is happening in the south. Any crime which cannot happen, it happened. Like what happened in Solon, nobody can expect that can happen that way. Now, we are doing our best.
Jurkuch is urging residents in Palol Town to remain calm and to not take the law into their own hands as authorities investigate the matter. According to the UN mission in South Sudan, revenge attacks and cattle-related killings remain the biggest insecurity challenges after political violence subsided in the country following the signing of the revitalized peace agreement in September 2018. Boldeng Bol, an activist with the organization Interpret South Sudan, urges the parties to the peace agreement to quickly form state governments in order to curb repeated incidents of intercommunal violence and cattle raids in some South Sudanese states. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.